And what we have also discovered is that the people who own small businesses in this country work far more than they should for the return they're getting. Indeed, the problem is not that the owners of small businesses in this country don't work. The problem is that they're doing the wrong work. As a result, most of their businesses end up in chaos, unmanageable, unpredictable, and unrewarding. Just look at the numbers. Businesses start and fail in the United States at an increasingly staggering rate. Every year, over 1 million people in this country start a business of some sort. Statistics tell us that by the end of the first year, at least 40% of them will be out of business. Within 5 years, more than 80% of them, 800,000, will have failed. And the rest of the bad news is, if you own a small business that has managed to survive for 5 years or more, don't breathe a sigh of relief. Because more than 80% of the small businesses that survive the first 5 years fail in the second five. Why is this? Why do so many people go into business only to fail? What lesson aren't they learning? Why is it that with all the information available today on how to be successful in small business, so few people really are? This book answers those questions. It's about four profound ideas, which if you understand and take them to heart, will give you the power to create an extraordinarily exciting and personally rewarding small business. Ignore them, and you will likely join the hundreds of thousands of people every year who pour their energy and capital and life into starting a small business and fail, or the many others who struggle along for years simply trying to survive. Idea number one. There is a myth in this country. I call it the E-myth, which says that small businesses are started by entrepreneurs risking capital to make a profit. This is simply not so. The real reasons people start businesses have little to do with entrepreneurship. In fact, this belief in the entrepreneurial myth is the most important factor in the devastating rate of small business failure today. Understanding the E-myth and applying that understanding to the creation and development of a small business can be the secret to any business's success. Idea number two. There's a revolution going on today in American small business. I call it the turnkey revolution. Not only is it changing the way we do business in this country and throughout the world, but it is changing who goes into business, how they do it, and the likelihood of their survival. Idea number three. At the heart of the turnkey revolution is a dynamic process we at E-Myth Worldwide call the business development process. When it is systematized and applied purposely by a small business owner, the business development process has the power to transform any small business into an incredibly effective organization. Our experience has shown us that when a small business incorporates this process into its every activity and uses it to control its destiny, that company stays young and thrives. When a small business ignores this process, as most unfortunately do, it commits itself to management by luck, stagnation, and ultimately failure. The consequences are inevitable. Idea number four. The business development process can be systematically applied by any small business owner in a step-by-step method that incorporates the lessons of the turnkey revolution into the operation of that business. This process then becomes a predictable way to produce results and vitality in any small business whose owner is willing to give